Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe. Now, when do you feel a sense of compassion for people? Does that ever happen to you? The name of our lesson today is The Story of Jane Addams. She had compassion, but who for? That's one question I'd like to ask you as we get started today. Who did Jane think must be lonely? She thought, oh, these people must be lonely. Who? Okay? And here's another question. What did Jenny Dow set up? What did Jenny Dow, or Jenny Doe, what did she set up? We're going to find the answer in our lesson today, so let's begin.
The Story of Jane Addams. After 2 years, Jane returned home. Jane had seen a building in the slums of London called a settlement house. Poor people could go there and find friends. It was like the house Jane had dreamed of. "My house will be in Chicago," she told Ellen, "because in Chicago there are immigrants from so many places. They must be lonely. Finding a large house in the middle of a slum isn't easy." Jane and Ellen searched and searched, and finally they saw a big brick house. It had belonged to a very wealthy man, Charles Hole, but now it was empty.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 slum 这个名词。Slum 是指贫民窟或贫民区。例如 the people living in this slum suffer from disease and crime. 住在这个贫民窟的人民深受疾病跟犯罪之苦。或者是 this successful businessman was born and raised in an inner city slum in Mumbai, India. 这位成功的生意人是在印度孟买市中心的贫民窟出生而且长大的。Slum 也可以当动词，意思是指因为好奇到贫民窟逛一逛或游玩。例如 ,many rich tourists slumming in this area have become targets of thieves. 许多到这个区域逛贫民窟的有钱观光客成为了小偷下手的目标。接下来我们看 immigrant 这个名词 ,I am 这个字首进入的意思 ,M-I-G-R 这个字根有迁徙的意思，而 A-N-T 这个字尾有人的意思，所以 immigrant。迁徙进来的人就是指移民。例如 ,the restaurant owner is an immigrant from Korea. 这家餐厅的老板是从韩国来的移民。它的动词是 immigrate,I-M-M-I-G-R-A-T-E。例如 ,this family immigrated to France from Nigeria last year. 这个家庭去年从奈及利亚移民到法国。
Thank you so much, Michelle. And Rebecca?
Yes, Gabe?
A pinch to grow an inch.
What was that for? Are you pinching me?
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Where is your green?
Gabe, I have green pants on, and I have green in my scarf.
That doesn't really look green on TV. This looks more green right here, Rebecca.
But look it. Just look at my scarf. It has green in it, too.
All right. You've got a little bit of green on there.
You...
Sorry about that.
Pinched me. You'll get it later.
Oh, I'm going to get it later,
mm-hmm.
huh? That doesn't sound like friendship. We're learning about the value of friendship, and you want to take revenge on me?
But pinching isn't either.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I pinched you.
It's okay. I'll overlook this mistake just one time.
Well, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Friends.
Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, let's continue on learning about Jane Addams here.
Yes.
So after 2 years, Jane returned home. And then what happened? Jane had seen a building in the slums of London called a settlement house. So while she was in Europe, taking a little rest, right, she saw this building called a settlement house. Poor people could go there and find friends. It was like the house Jane had dreamed of. Poor people could go and find friends. Friends just like...Just like Rebecca.
Yes. But you know, Gabe, I am dreaming of talking about that phrase, to dream of.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound very romantic.
Oh.
But let's talk about it.
But let's talk about it anyway.
So what do you have to say?
Well, when you dream of something, that just means that you think about something that you want very, very much. Mm. One day, I dream of getting a kitten.
Ah, yes. One day, hopefully that will happen. You need another kitten to play with the kitten you already have.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, here's another example. That was just kind of a fun, cute little example I wanted to share. George Washington Carver. Do you know who he is?
I do. What did he say, or what was his dream?
Well, George Washington Carver dreamt of going to the university or studying at a university.
And then what happened?
Well, he went.
Okay, good.
He did. He dreamt of it, and then it actually happened. That's one thing I think is so important about dreams, is that it kind of gives you something to hope for or something to look forward to.
That's right. Maybe you have a dream of traveling abroad, or maybe you have a dream of living abroad somewhere and doing something like that. Well, you can have a dream while you sleep, or of course, Jane had this wish, this hope. She dreamed of building a house, perhaps in Chicago. Well, we continue. My house will be in Chicago, she told Ellen, because in Chicago, there are immigrants from so many places, they must be lonely. And that is the answer to the question I asked earlier. Who did Shane think must be lonely? Rebecca?
The immigrants.
Yes.
The immigrants in Chicago must be lonely. Well, you know, it seems like Jane has a very kind and gentle heart. She seems to really love those people that seem to be overlooked or that other people don't really care as much about. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. Finding a large house in the middle of a slum isn't easy. Jane and Ellen searched and searched, and finally they saw a big brick house.
Good. Okay, so It looks like they've found what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Was it big enough to meet their needs? Is it exactly what they wanted? It had belonged to a very wealthy man, Charles Hull, but now it was empty. A big, empty house. That sounds scary. And it sounds like the things that scary movies are made of.
Ooh, it sounds like it might have been abandoned?
Yes.
Abandoned. Is that what you were thinking of, like those big, spooky houses and scary movies that have been abandoned?
Exactly.
And then at nighttime,
the ghosts come out.
Yeah, the ghosts come out. And then there's spiders and spider webs. Yes, yes, yes.
In those abandoned houses.
Abandoned houses. I'm not sure that this house was actually abandoned because Charles Hull still owned it.
Oh.
But it's empty.
Well, it had belonged to a very wealthy man. It seems the idea is that he had passed away.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So yeah, maybe it was abandoned.
Maybe it was haunted with his spirit. I don't know.
No.
Maybe not.
We're not talking about haunted houses
right
now. We're talking about the word abandoned. We don't want to abandon this word.
No, we don't. We don't want to leave it there alone, stranded by itself.
No, not at all.
And something that is abandoned is just that. Maybe you've heard of stories of children who were abandoned by their parents. I've heard of these stories lots of times where maybe a mom will take her daughter out to the market and then she says, "You sit right here, I'll be back." And the daughter sits there for a day, 2 days, a week. The mother doesn't come back. The mother has abandoned her child.
That is dreadful. Well, do you remember Katie? Katie used to be one of our teachers here at Studio Classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually became the owner of an abandoned kitten. She didn't find the kitten, but she decided to adopt it. So this is the way you use the word abandoned.
And I believe that the house they found maybe looked abandoned because, after all, it was empty. Nobody was using it. Well, I wonder about Katie's kitten and if she took it on holiday with her.
On holiday? Gabe, what are you talking about?
I believe we have something to learn in
the Info Cloud.
Hi, friends. When you hear the word holiday, what do you think of? Maybe Easter, St. Patrick's Day, or Memorial Day?
Now, we need to be careful when we use the word holiday. When Americans hear this word, they usually think of a day determined by the government for people to be off work or school.
Right. Like St. Patrick's Day, it is a holiday, but it's still a work day. Holidays that are non-working days are called national holidays. Examples include the 4th of July, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Holidays are reserved for days that are of religious or national significance. Schools, businesses, and workplaces often close for holidays.
The British use a different term, bank holiday. Why? Because banks are closed on this day.
And to the British, holiday is also what Americans refer to as vacation. Instead of going on vacation, they usually say, go on holiday.
You know, Americans and Canadians are probably the only people that use the word vacation. In the rest of the English-speaking world, most people say, go on holiday rather than go on vacation.
That's right. Well, whether you say holiday or vacation, we hope you'll be able to go on one long one before too long.
什么是 holiday? 现在是三月。三月有一个 holiday, 那就是 St. Patrick's Day, 圣派翠克节。所以 holiday 表示节日。像国定假日美国人称之为 national holiday。英国人呢会用 bank holiday, 银行休假日。因为在这一天银行不营业。但是对英国人来说 holiday 还有另一个意思就是度假。I want to go on holiday, 就是我想去度假。但美国人呢会用 vacation 来表示度假。I want to go on vacation. 这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning with the story of Jane Addams. She saw a house in London, a settlement house, and she wanted to set up something like that in Chicago to help the people there. How is she going to give back to the people of Chicago? Well, let's find out right now.
The story of Jane Addams.Ms. Culver, Mr. Hull's cousin, owned the house. My cousin, she explained, always wanted to give back to Chicago. Perhaps this is my chance to make his wishes come true. I will only charge you $1 a year for the place. So Jane and Ellen happily paid the dollar. Then they started cleaning and painting the old mansion. Jane's other friends came to help too.They invited children to come play there, and then a lady named Jenny Dow decided to set up a kindergarten.
Okay, 其实我们看的是 give back 这个片语动词。Give back 在这里是指回馈。例如 the movie star engages in lots of charity work to give back to society. 这位电影明星从事很多公益活动为了要回馈社会。若是 give something back, 就是指归还某个东西。例如 you can't take my cell phone without asking me, give it back to me now. 你不能没有问我就拿走我的手机,现在就把手机还给我。最后我们看 set up 这个片语动词Set up 在这里是指建立或创立。例如 ,the governor promised to set up more medical facilities in rural areas. 州长承诺会在乡村地区多设立医疗机构。或者是 ,the foundation was set up to help homeless women and children. 这个基金会被设立是要来帮助无家可归的妇女及小孩。Set up 也可以指安排或设置。例如 ,this corner in the classroom was set up for kids to read quietly. 这个教室的这个角落是安排给孩子们安静读书的地方。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we actually learned in this next section that I'm not sure that house is actually abandoned. because we read Miss Culver, Mr. Hull's cousin, owned the house. So doesn't it sound like maybe it's really not an abandoned house?
Well, she owns it, but nobody lives there. It says it was empty, right?
Well, yes, it's an empty house.
So it's an empty house, maybe not abandoned, because Miss Culver still cares for the house. She still owns the house. Okay, so maybe you're right. She says, my cousin always wanted to give back to Chicago. Interesting. To give back to. I think he wanted to do something good for Chicago.
Exactly. Perhaps this is my chance to make his wishes come true. To make his wishes come true, to make his dreams come true. You can also say it that way. Well, let's talk about this phrase. When you make someone's wishes or dreams come true, what happens?
Well, that means you take part in making someone's dream happen, or making someone's wish actually happen in real life. Okay, so we see that Mr. Hull wanted to give back to Chicago in some way, do something nice for Chicago. Miss Culver thinks this right now is a way to make his wishes come true, to use his house to do something good.
And of course, when I talk about, or when we discuss, to make one's dreams come true, this often reminds me of parents. Like my mom in particular, she was always looking for ways to help me make my dreams come true. So if I wanted to go to university, she looked for ways to help fulfill that dream. Or if I wanted to do Irish dancing, she kind of tried to help fulfill that dream as well.
Nice. So you had very supportive parents.
Very much so.
Yeah, they wanted to help you fulfill your dreams, to make your dreams come true. I think that describes a lot of parents. This also makes me think of God. And sometimes we talk about how following God, some people want to follow God so that they can get good things, so that they can fulfill their dreams or their wishes, so that their wishes can come true. But God doesn't exist so that our wishes can come true. God is there. He's there all the time. He wants the best for us. Sometimes our wishes are not the best.
So, of course, back to our lesson.
Oh, yes.
We're talking about how, fulfilling dreams and making wishes come true. We continue on by reading, I will only charge you $1 a year for the place. That is so cheap. $1 a year?
Well, it seems like, wow. It seems like maybe she just had to do that, maybe for tax reasons or something like that.
Oh, you mean to charge her $1?
She had to charge something.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think she would have just given it to her for free to use. And I know a lot of I've heard of a lot of people who do that. Maybe they write a book and it makes millions of dollars, but they say, I don't want to take any of that money. Maybe I'll just take $1 for my salary, right? Because I'm making so much money in other ways. So I think that this lady, Miss Culver, is just a really nice woman.
I think so, too. So Jane and Ellen happily paid the dollar. I would happily pay that dollar, too. Then they started cleaning and painting the old mansion. It really sounds like they're actually renovating the place.
Rebecca, did you use a big word?
I used a real big word. I bet you were thinking of that word too, weren't you?
Yes, I was. In fact, it's going to come up here on the script. There it is! To renovate something. And that means that you're making something new in some way. Maybe you've heard of that word novel. Oh, it's such a novel idea. N-O-V. Those three letters carry that meaning, new.
So I know that there are some people, they actually buy old houses, they renovate those old houses, and then they sell the house. It's still the old house, but it's been renovated, so it looks like new.
Yes, it looks like new, and there's a related word, renovation, that is a noun. And you could say that something is under renovation if it's not open right now because it's being changed on the inside to look newer in some way. It's under renovation.
So you could say that Jane and Ellen are renovating this old mansion. Jane's other friends came to help too. They invited children to come play there. And then a lady named Jenny Dow decided to set up a kindergarten. Imagine that.
Wait.
Sounds like a happening place.
And that's the answer to my other question. What did Jenny Dow set up? A kindergarten. Well, it sounds like it would have been a challenge to set up a kindergarten.
Probably.
Right now it's time for the SC challenge.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. It's SC Challenge time. And of course, joining us today for the SC Challenge is Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, everyone.
And Linda is the editor of SC Magazine, so we are very happy to have her today.
So nice to be here.
So, Linda, you know, it's very important to have dreams in life.
It is. It really is.
And I think that a lot of people at a young age have dreams, you know, for what they would like to do in their life as an adult. So what about you, Linda? What was one of the dreams that you had as a kid?
I think starting at about the age of 9 or 10, I always wanted to become a social worker.
Okay.
So when I grew up and eventually went to university, it was my major.
Okay. So did you end up becoming a social worker?
Well, I worked in the field for a couple of years, and then I moved to Taiwan, and I ended up becoming a teacher.
Oh, that's great. Actually, being a teacher is definitely a very fun and important job, so I've discovered. So that's great.
It is.
And so how important do you think it is to have dreams?
Well, I think that dreams give us hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it depends upon your circumstance, of course, but without dreams, I don't really think that we can accomplish anything. And hope is important in our lives.
Absolutely.
Especially for children. You know, they want to grow up and they have to have something to look forward to. And, I mean, we're talking about more of a feeling of what you want to do with your life. But, you know, all dreams for things that you want to accomplish, I think, are very important.
Absolutely. And I think deep down, everybody has a passion for something. Everyone has an interest in doing something. But sometimes people don't really try to pursue their dreams.
Well, I think that depends upon circumstances and, you know, what happens to you in life. But I also know that, you know, it doesn't really matter if you ever accomplish it. You need to have a dream in your life. So, you know, I have some younger friends, and, you know, they talk about maybe going to Africa to start a children's home or coming to Asia to do something. To me, it doesn't matter if something like that ever happens to them. What happens is that it's, you know, kind of behind their caring for the world, and that's part of their dream.
Absolutely. So, friends, this is my question for you. What are some of your dreams? And we definitely would encourage you to look for ways to try to fulfill those dreams in any way possible. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's SC Challenge. And Linda, thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Yeah, so Jenny Dow set up a kindergarten. Mm-hmm. What else did they do with Mr. Hull's house?
Well, I don't know. I guess you're going to have to find out tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.